John, Drew Doughty is always a great quote to talk about McDavid and Draisaitl and how he really gets up for that matchup. He loves playing in Edmonton. Says, hey, McDavid can embarrass you, but man, if you ever shut him down, it feels great. The Kings have scored 10 goals against the Oilers in two games. They only average 2.33 goals per game against everybody else, but so far this year, they've loved playing the Oilers, and they've struggled on the road significantly more than they have at home. It's kind of odd to be like 9-6 at home and then 2-10 on the road. What happens when they get outside the comfy confines of Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's an interesting dichotomy there. You know, this is a team that in both of their road wins, only two this season, they had 20 shots on goal in the first period in both. One was at Calgary, one was at Winnipeg, and just were utterly dominant in both of those games. I don't know if they caught their opponents on off night. It was certainly before Winnipeg came out streaking in that game. But the Kings, right now, under Todd McLellan, they're playing well. They're playing probably about as good as you can expect. This is a team that if they make a few too many mistakes and get burned, that's when the numbers start piling up against them. They're scoring and their skill challenged. So they're not always able to come from behind on teams. They don't have a win this season when trailing after one period, and only 1 point this year, when allowing the first goal. So those are the challenges. If they can escape those situations in which they're giving up goals early, and just gradually get the feel of the game, and you look up and it's still tied, or they have a one goal lead, they've been able to protect those leads. It's a team that plays honest and they're playing pretty well. No, they're just short on skill and they're short on scoring ability. So I think early in the year, I don't know if there's any sort of correlation there, just because first game of the season, those are going to be a little bit sloppy and a lot of special teams time. But Edmonton had an off night their last time in Staples Center. They've had some struggles in that building over the years. I don't know if you can chalk it up much more than maybe just the Oilers having an off night and the Kings doing a good job with the Edmonton Stars. But they'll give you a good honest effort. Kings play a good hard game.
John, I believe personally that when you go on the road, and if your specialty teams are struggling, as over this course of the season, it looks like with 30 games, they're both of them are near at the bottom of the league for the Kings. Mm-hmm. It really puts a lot of pressure on your 5-on-5 play. Is it unfair to judge 29 games through just the PP and PK? What's hurting these guys on the road?
Clearly, what's hurting them. No, I think that's gotten a bit better, and their numbers have stabilized a bit, but they're still at the bottom of the league in both categories, or near the bottom of the league, I should say. It hasn't had too much of an effect on their structure or the willingness to adapt and have it become more automatic and not just take that extra beat in learning that 1-3-1, which was a challenge probably for the first month of the season. All of the indications, again, they're not scoring a ton. That skill, that finishing ability isn't there, but they're putting themselves in good situations. Their expected goals percentage at 5-on-5 is among the best in the league. I don't think very many of us were expecting that to happen this year. But again, those aren't the only situations in which the games are played, and their goaltending has been inconsistent this year, and that might even be a little bit of a diplomatic way to say it. Quick has been better. He's been good recently, but had a little bit of a rough night a couple nights ago against the Washington Capitals. But their game is stabilizing. The 5-on-5 play is there. It's the other areas of the game and getting burned by mistakes and just losing the important moments of the game that have been challenges for them and have weighed them down a little bit in the standings.
John, what about line matchups? Does Todd McLellan go out of his way to get any? Does that have anything to do with their road record?
I think he'll see him really roll them in the first period. As the game goes on, then he'll start giving a little bit more time to Doughty. I mean, he usually uses the first three quarters of the first period to see if there are any adjustments or if players have to be moved up or moved down, any sort of lines. But by the end, they'll not always shorten the bench to three lines, but they'll go and send Drew over, four out of every 10 shifts or so, two out of five, if I were a little bit better at math. They're going to be cognizant, obviously, of the superstars in the lineup there, and it's going to be a much different type of performance going against Connor and Leon on separate lines, obviously, than it was, back when they played in L.A. And they were aligned together. But I think it doesn't matter if it's which line it is, they had success against those types of players by playing them hard. Jeff Carter was really hard on Connor McDavid when the Edmonton Oilers had a bunch of several man advantages in the game back in L.A. If they can play that same sort of game, and Carter's also, who's been playing pretty well recently, had a similar night like that against Matthew Barzal and really contained him well, I think that's probably a little bit too much to ask going up against Edmonton at Rogers. But that's at least the base from where to start. Absolutely, those special teams have to be better on the road. And I guess this is a long way of saying probably later in the game you'll start seeing more of the line matches. Early on, it'll just be rolling and seeing what they have going.
Talk with John Rosen, the L.A. Kings insider, as the Oilers prepare to take on the Kings tonight. Third game of the season for these guys. We have a post-game show coming up at 6 o'clock with Tom Guzzola here on TSN 1260. A guy that we've talked to you about him before, and I'm really interested in him, Jeff Carter. You know, he's trending towards a north of 20-goal season. He's a player that I think should be in a lot of people's minds about where he ends up and what happens. Does he stay? Does he go? Well, where do you see him and where his game is at today as opposed to when we spoke to you even like 2, 3, 4 weeks ago?
This is a terrific development for the Kings. This is probably along with, the Kings' stabilization and actually, real strong play in 5-on-5 play among one of the bigger storylines and surprises of this LA Kings season. Because if you saw Jeff Carter last year, wasn't just that he was coming off the injury, he didn't feel confident on that ankle, of course had that laceration that required surgery the season prior in which he missed 55 games, but then coming back this season, again, there was that month-long waiting out period in which the team was getting more comfortable with that 1-3-1. But now that the lines have begun to solidify and that he is more confident and playing with a little bit seeming less of a burden, I do believe that there were some, challenges, obviously, that go beyond what happened, within a dressing room last year. This was a team in which the rising tide did not lift that entire LA Kings team last year. He's completely unburdened by any of that, it seems, right now. And for the LA Kings, their MO right now is going to be to rebuild this team around Anze Kopitar and Drew Doughty. I can't speak to the development of any sort of discussions or where they are right now or have been, if they are, if they do indeed exist with Jeff Carter. But what he is doing right now at least provides the Kings the flexibility that if they want to go out and make a trade and perhaps acquire some assets, they're going to get some assets back for him because he's moving really well. He's been skating with Nikolai Prohorkin, who's been a pretty good story as he's gotten comfortable for the last couple of weeks, a player that Edmonton, I believe a couple of years ago, was interested in. It's going to be an interesting look to see if they can find and continue to cultivate that chemistry because, Carter's pretty good with playing with younger players and they've been pretty good. Jeff Carter was very good in that loss to Washington 2 days ago.
John Rosen joined. Now, Tyler Toffoli would seem like an obvious player the Kings are going to deal at the deadline, right, John? There's little chance they re-sign him?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we are all assuming. And again, this is something where they are taking, the phone lines are open if for any player not named Drew Doughty or, Anze Kopitar, that is not a younger player, obviously, ELC or someone that they want to build around, obviously. But it's just a conundrum. And I am a full 100% believer in Tyler Toffoli and know that he has played some of his best hockey against Edmonton in his career. But, when you look at it and where he's at in a contract year right now, only one power play goal on the season, 6 goals in 28 games, you can continue to give the benefit of the doubt and how great he has been, possession-wise, playing in the offensive zone, attacking hockey, little hands plays, and more physical than he'll get credit for, in making plays that help the team gain entry into the offensive zone around both his and the attacking blue line. It's just not all coming together in concert right now that well. And he only has it. What is it? I believe, he scored those 2 goals against Edmonton. And those were the last 2 goals that he scored on the season. So still a little bit of a challenge right there. But somebody with the immense talent and the wherewithal, it's just such a surprise that right now at this part of his career that, the 27-year-old that it's just that scoring isn't consistently there. And again, the Kings power play mutes those numbers just a little bit. But I'm a believer there. I think that if he is somebody that ends up getting moved, that there will be a team that will be very happy to be able to get him because he has playoff history and somebody who has a very good ability to put the puck in the net. It's just been a little bit of a challenge as some of his line mates have come and gone, and there's been just less consistency with this Kings team.
Yeah, it really makes me, you know, it's funny. You're talking about some of these guys that are moving out, and I get the sense from you, or would like to move out, that they want to get some cap space, some freedom. Is that the overall, and some return? Is that kind of, would be the short-term plan, at least for the next 12 to 18 months, to give them some room to move?
Without selling guys for pennies on the dollar,
right.
at the lowest point possible. You know, yes, that is some of that, and presenting themselves to be able to make that run and be able to compete in separate about next year is when they envisioned being able to again compete for the playoffs, and then from there, as you know, there are some assets that are shed and salary commitments. If they are able to jettison some of them, that would allow them the flexibility to again provide those new contracts for their younger players who they hold in very high esteem coming up right now. So it's moving along. Everything's going in the right direction. I think just from a coaching players, what you're seeing again, it's an honest effort. Like they're playing well. There are very few nights, and I know that those who have recalled Todd McClellan teams, we'll be familiar with this. There are very few nights in which they have a lack of will. There are going to be always those nights where you don't have the same energy. You can't play the same way for all 82 games. It's a challenge, but they're coming most nights. And if teams don't give that same requisite effort against them, they're in for long nights because they're probably, it's hard to say and be positive about a team that's in 30th place right now, but it's a different feeling and a little bit more positivity, certainly than last year.
John, always good to catch up with you, man. We'll see you at the rink. Have a great night.
Always so much fun. See you guys in a little bit. Take care.